Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Fort Atkinson is a multifaceted guitar shop offering guitar instruction, new and used guitars and amplifiers, and all accessories. Instead of experiencing the total hassle of a big box store or a snarky boutique, take the scenic drive to Fort Atkinson and experience what total customer satisfaction is all about. Call 920-723-1733 or visit jeffsguitar.com. Jeff's Guitar Clinic. We love guitars.
When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
I'll say, can you see my...
I'm not a witch.
You Becky, 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 stand, stand, I'm gonna say.
We've had some sex setbacks.
I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm, so when I get to wash...
And the Rockets, red flag! Uh-oh.
Never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Well, when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I'm nothing you've heard. I'm you.
And the home of the...
They can kiss my ass. I've had it with their bullshit, being traitors, second class. Say one thing to another, they're a bunch of hypocrites. So fuck those motherfuckers.
Welcome to another podcast. It's SliceOffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers. Joining us now, our friend from years past, Fred Shepard, who's, of course, co-produced this Cheddar Revolution, Songs of the Resurgence. This is the latest protest album, and of course, music is so good during an uprising, during a struggle. It's always happened that way. I don't know why, but music is so good for the soul. Fred, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Sly. Yes, and it's a sequel to Cheddar Revolution, Songs of Uprising, that came out in 2012.
That I certainly played on the radio a lot.
I know. It always made me feel good when I would hear... those bump songs.
You know, it was really, it was quite instructive. When I had labor people on, they loved that stuff. When I had some of the people from the Democratic Party of Wisconsin apparatus on, they were like, ooh, that kind of marginalizes things. That kind of makes, ooh, that's a little too edgy. They didn't like it.
Well, I guess it just goes to show who understands labor history and history of struggle and history of resistance and who maybe doesn't.
Right. Well, and obviously even environmental struggles, all the things that have been ripped out of Wisconsin's grasp over the last 8 years. It's really been remarkable. Well, how did you get the idea to make a sequel?
Oh, I think Scott Walker gave us the idea when he decided he was going to run for re-election yet again. There's no coincidence about the timing. I mean, Sybil Augustine and I, she's my co-producer. She's also the music director at WORT. It was time to do it again. Clearly, I mean, you know, with Walker running for re-election and just with the midterm elections and how much is at stake, now is the time. I mean, this is the big opportunity for us to right the wrongs of 2016 and right the wrongs of 2010 and 2014 and 2012. So clearly that's, you know, now is the time. And, you know, and now is the time for people to rise up, and now is the time for more songs of resurgence and resistance.
And there's so many good musicians in Wisconsin that obviously a lot of people probably wanted to be on this album. How did you pick the people that ended up on the album?
Well, this process worked a lot differently than with Cheddar Revolution, Songs of Uprising, because, you know, all during those, you know, those heady days of 2011 and 2012, I mean, there's so much music out there. I mean, what had happened was that Sybil was getting a bunch of songs, people bringing songs over to the radio station, sending songs over to them. I was collecting protest videos on YouTube that I would post on Facebook. And so we had a collection of probably about 100 songs. With this process, we had to solicit submissions, so it was a little more difficult to get songs. We didn't get quite as many. I mean, we certainly got enough, and we have extras too. But it all pretty much slotted itself. In this case, the cream clearly rose to the top. There were a few difficult decisions.
Sure.
We wanted, and this is solely a digital download.
Right.
And it's a free digital download, but we still wanted.
Yeah,
it
I
to
shouldn't
be
bury the lead. Easy. Where should people go to download this?
Yeah, it's so you can download it. You can download the entire album for free at WisconsinProtestSongs.com. And also, Cheddar Revolution Songs of Uprising is still up there and can be downloaded for free. So we did have to limit the number, just simply because of we wanted it to be CD length, because we want people to download it,
right,
and then burn it onto CDs and put it, and have it in your car CD player as you're driving to a Tony Evers rally, or you're driving to go phone bank or go canvas or whatever.
As far as the decision
process, again, the cream rose to the top. I mean, there were some just outstanding submissions that we got.
I plucked a few off here. Let me just play a couple of clips here. This is The Whiskey Farm, and this is sort of the title track, Songs of Resistance. And ain't that true? Singing songs to keep our spirits lifted. And when you think about the Solidarity Singers taking Scott Walker to court and winning, that's one of the few victories that we've had. Tell me about this group.
Yeah, the Whiskey Farm, well, they had one of the really, really memorable tracks from Cheddar Revolution, Songs of Uprising, The Day the Tractors Came to Town.
Sure.
They're a local Madison band, kind of country, kind of bluegrass. I didn't really know about them, and it was actually fairly late in the process when we were putting Cheddar Revolution together, and I came across a video for The Day the Tractors Came to Town, and I showed it to Sybil, and we were like, yes, this has to be on there. So that's a group that I had a relationship with. And so when we were putting out a call for submissions for the new album, I definitely contacted Jason Horowitz with the Whiskey Farm. And they had put out an album of protest songs, I believe, last year. And so he sent me a few tracks, and this was one that just totally jumped out, that not only had to be on the album, but it just sets the tone for the whole album. So it just said, I have to be on the album, and I have to be the opening track. Wonderful band.
All right, here's a friend of mine. As you know, I had this guy on my show a lot during the uprising, and that would be Ken Longquist. This song's called Tore This State Apart.
A false reality, you've raised it to an art. You torn this state apart. Orchestrating a grand. has stayed apart.
His music is just so beautiful. He really finds a way to touch people's hearts with his music.
Yeah, he's amazing. And what's really incredible about that song is that he doesn't even mention Walker by name, and he doesn't even have to.
Right, and
he's such an amazing songwriter.
Isn't he?
You know, back in 2011, you know, even late 2010, you know, after Walker was elected, I mean, he was just pumping out the songs.
Right.
And so, of course, we had a song of his on the original album. We actually had a long discussion in terms of what Ken Longquist's song to include.
Right.
And then for this album, Sybil and I, again, had a long discussion about which Ken Longquist song to have. So we decided to put two of them on there.
There's another one on too. Right.
It's more of a comic song. It's really funny, and it, you know, and it bashes Walker by name in this case.
All right, a couple people that we've all known forever in this community. As a matter of fact, years ago, I had a Mad City Anthem contest, and they entered a song. It didn't win, but it was a great song, and they've been entertaining people here in South Central Wisconsin for a long time. Peter and Lou Berryman. All right, so here's their song.
Arise, you old-timers, and outgrow your shoes. Come crone an old codger, there's no time to lose. Old Fogey and Thumper and Biddy and Grouch. Come Grandma and Grandpa, get up off the couch.
Cause the boomers are rising again.
The boomers are rising again.
Our bones are suggesting we ought to be resting, but the boomers are rising again. We'll stagger and thump through the land of the free, like ogres we'll trudge toward the powers that be. They'll see us approach and recoil in dismay as the geezer apocalypse shuffles their way.
All right, so there's a little flavor of Peter and Lou Berryman. I love it. The boomers rising again.
Oh, yeah. I was so thrilled when I saw that submission come in from them, because I was running into Peter Berryman over at the dog park, and I just happened to tell him that we had this project going, and I said, yeah, do you maybe have any protest songs? I mean, you don't normally think of the Berrymans is particularly political. And he said, yeah, we might have something. You know, I'm like, oh, okay, well, you know, and then there it is. And that song is so amazing. And of course, you know, in typical Berryman fashion, I mean, it's just so biting and it's so hilarious. I mean, there's so many lines in that song that absolutely crack me up. I think one of my favorite ones is the thing like, the line something like, and if not, maybe we'll just bore you to death.
It's a wonderful song, and it's a inspiration for people that are baby boomers are kind of a wide swatch of people, but the whole point of people having gray in their hair, having some fight left in them is a wonderful notion. Before we take a break, give us the date for the launch party for this.
Yes, okay, we're going to have an album release party. It's going to be Sunday, October 7th at the Harmony Bar over on 2201 Atwood, and it's going to be from 5 to 8 p.m., and as of right now, we have 11 acts scheduled, so it's going to be a lot of really short sets, but it's going to be Sunday, October 7th at the Harmony.
Stand by, we'll talk more with Fred Shepherds, who, of course, is part of this Cheddar Revolution Songs of Resurgence, which is now available for free download. You can go to WisconsinProtestSongs.com. This is SlysOffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers.
Injury lawyers Mike Riley and John Walsh.
John and I approach personal injury cases in the same way. We want to be certain that our clients are treated fairly, that our clients are comfortable, that our clients know they can trust us to get the best result for them.
It's our professional responsibility to make certain you are fairly and fully compensated.
Most of our cases are settled without a trial.
Call injury lawyers Mike Riley and John Walsh at 257-5661 for the personal attention you deserve.
Welcome back to SliceOffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers, Madison Firefighters Local 311, Madison Teamsters Local 695. Joining us again, Fred Shepherds, who, of course, is involved with Sybil Augustine in putting this wonderful album together called Cheddar Revolution, Songs of Resurgence. The album release party is coming up at the Harmony on Williamson Street, October 7th. October 7th, that is coming up, 5 o'clock on Sunday, correct?
October 7th, 5 to 8 p.m. At the Harmony Bar.
Okay, so here is another track from the album. This is another Ken Longquist track.
Walker gets down on his knees, big oil dangles, bribes, and he's sitting, begging, he can't wait. He salivates, 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 does the corporation's bidding. Governor Scotty, see him sitting like a little lapdog playing with the big hog, doing the bribery game.
I wish I could write music. that is quite a skill.
Yeah, well, you know, again, it's Ken Longquist. He said, we couldn't decide one, so we decided to have two, and especially because they're so different, because Tour the State Apart is so poignant, and this song is so funny and so biting. And of course, also, I need to point out that it's a wonderful parody of Tom Lehrer's The Vatican Rag, and the way he mics up his voice to give it that old-timey sound. In some ways, he does. The production value is actually better than Tom Lehrer's original.
I remember playing Tom Lehrer's music on my show years ago. There's a name from the past.
My parents had Tom Lehrer albums. They have a 78 of Tom Lehrer's first album. So I've been listening. Whoa. I've been listening to a Tom Lehrer my whole life.
How did you take this upon yourself originally back in 2011? What is your background?
It just kind of happened organically. I mean, like I said, I just during the uprising, I started seeing protest songs posted on Facebook, posted on YouTube, and I started collecting them. And anytime I came across one, I would post it on Facebook. And then I created a Facebook group that still is up there. It's called Capitol Protest Songs. So I started posting these songs on that Facebook group. And then the whole thing kind of became an obsession, because what happens, you do a search on YouTube, and then you'll have other videos that it'll suggest that are related. So I would sit up late at night at the computer searching for these songs.
Right.
And then, I was thinking, God, that got enough there for there to be an album. But, I don't really have a background in that area. And so I didn't really know what to do. And then I just happened, and then one evening I just happened to be listening to WORT, and I heard Sybil on the radio talking about putting together an album of protest songs. And, Sybil and I are old friends. So I just happened to have to go to the station, and I asked if she was available to talk, and she was, and she came up, and, we started talking, and that's how it all started. So, she had a bunch of songs that people submitted to the station, and I had a bunch of songs, and that's how the original one happened. And I learned a lot in the process, and if not for Sybil's experience and expertise, I never would have been able to do it. So I'm much more adept at it now the second time around.
How much do you think music has sustained the resistance in Wisconsin? And by the way, the resistance in Wisconsin is not monolithic. People have different views on different things. People come from different backgrounds. But the resistance to Scott Walker never went away. How much do you think music has kept it going?
Immeasurably, I would have to say. There's a quote from Tom Morello that I always love to borrow, but he says that the protest song is wind under the sails and steel for the spine. And I have to say that protest music in Wisconsin has just had an incredible impact. And, you know, and you look at the Solidarity Sing-Along, and, you know, it was 5 years ago that that they had the crackdown. And, you know, it wasn't coincidental. I mean, they hate these songs. They hate people singing these songs, you know, which is why they were going and arresting, you know, hundreds of people.
What song do they have? They've got one. That Governor Walker, Glenn Shuffler song, Stand With Governor Walker, which I play that, I actually direct that right at Scott Ross's head when I want to piss him off.
Times you've played that song, I've almost driven my cab off the road.
It's remarkable.
Well, you remember when Dave Blasco tried to organize his own sing along, and it was so pathetic that they ran out of songs in 15 minutes, so they started singing TV theme songs.
Right. Yeah, there's not much imagination with that tribe. That is for sure. So this has been pretty remarkable, and it's amazing to see the creativity that has been sparked out of all this. Let me play one more song here. Oh, that's the same one here. Hang on a second. That's amazing.
Yeah, now that's the Lyric Advisory Board out of Milwaukee. And that is amazing. A thing that was really neat about this process of just putting out blind submissions in some cases, just putting up, posting up on Facebook and just trying to get the word out. And we don't know these people. There were a handful of submissions from people that we did not know personally and had never actually even heard of. And this was one of them. This is really an amazing song. And they actually submitted three songs, and they were all good. And they were all, and stylistically, they were all really different. But there was just something about this song that we really liked. And I should mention, these guys are going to be coming in from Milwaukee to play at the album release party. So that'll be a special treat. Oh, I should mention that we have another band. They're not going to be at the party, but on the album, there's a band from another band from Milwaukee called November Criminals. And they have a really great song, and they're an interesting band. They're a polka. They're a punk polka band.
Only in Milwaukee.
Yeah, no, polka hip hop. That's right. They build themselves as the world's only non-ironic polka hip hop band.
Oh, that's beautiful.
They're very political.
All right. We have to thank all the musicians that put so much time and effort into this. They didn't whip these songs out in 3 minutes. And thank you for all the hard work that you've done, as well as Sybil, in putting this together. It is music for the soul. It feeds something really important. And obviously, Donald Trump has only put another shot in the arm of people getting involved politically. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I mean, you know, he's driving the resistance. I mean, you know, there's absolutely no question about that. And, you know, and all you have to, you know, all you have to do is just take a look at the, you know, the petulant, you know, the optic of, you know, that petulant expression on Kavanaugh's face. And that's going to get you off the couch and, you know, out moving and doing something.
It certainly does. All right. October 7th, album release party. Once again, Cheddar Revolution, Songs of Resurgence. The protest album release party at the Harmony Bar starting at 5 p.m. on Sunday. Also, of course, you can download this. You can go to WisconsinProtestSongs.com. Fred Shepartz, thanks for coming on SlysOffice.com today.
Thank you very much, Sly.
SlysOffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
You know, we work hard every day. In mills and mines, hospitals and schools, in office buildings, pharmacies and shipyards, factories and forests, in squad cars, ambulances and taxicabs. We do all kinds of jobs in Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and all across the United States and Canada. We build the things that build our country. We do things that keep our country going, support our families and our communities. We have the courage to stand up even when no one else does. We have the strength to fight for what's right, for our families and for yours. We're your friends, your neighbors, your sisters and brothers. We're more than 1 million members strong. We stand in solidarity with workers in every continent on the globe. We're the United Steelworkers Union, and every day we fight for you. Please join our fight. Visit usw.org or like us at facebook.com/steelworkers.